latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that they have sold striker Kelechi Iheanacho to Leicester City, with the striker signing a 5-year deal. No financial terms were disclosed, but reports in Britain suggest that Leicester paid £25 million for his services. The Nigerian, of course, moving from one Premier League club to the other. City had inserted a £50 million buyback clause into his contract. His Leicester manager, Craig Shakespeare's fourth signing of the summer, with Harry Maguire, Yeldon Jakubovic and Vincent Iborra signing, and Shakespeare was delighted to get the deal done. So it's a great signing for us. Kelechi is an enormously talented player that has shown a huge amount of promise at every level in which he has played. Moving on then into other news, Man City are beginning to clear the decks as, of course, Kylian Iheanacho signed that deal and Fernando jetted off for a medical at Galatasaray. Iheanacho's £25 million move could now be followed up by Fernando's exit in the coming days. He touched down in Turkey and held discussions over a 3-year deal with £52,000 a week. City are understood to be recouping an initial £4.7 million for him, which that could rise to £5.5 after he, of course, signed for City in 2014 under manager Manuel Pellegrini. Finally then, and defender Kyle Walker insists that the £50 million price tag will not affect him this season. The England international became one of the most expensive defenders in football history when he completed his move earlier this season. Walker stressed that he had no control over the fee and insists he is solely under improving under Pep Guardiola rather than affecting the price tag. So whatever the two clubs decide was totally out of my hands, it was up to them. All I've got to do is prove to the manager and the rest of the team that my head is here and I want to go on and win things. That was the main reason I came here, that I'm working with the gaffer. That's all in for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.